what I think is absolutely great about artificial intelligence is that artificial intelligence research is that it keeps trying to achieve very wonderful, lofty goals. We understand human intelligence by modeling with a computer or making computers smarter and so forth. Because it's aiming here, it ends up, at the very least, succeeding down here, such as inventing time sharing and inventing, you know, inventing logic programming and various other things. So I think, I'm sort of agnostic about whether it's going to achieve here, but it certainly has been a useful area to work in because of these other things. But I think there's a tougher challenge than making a computer be like a person. I think the tougher challenge is making a computer be a really good computer that makes us be better, makes people be better people. That's actually harder because we sort of don't have very many examples of that. We know what a person is like, so that's kind of, you know, you have the Turing test and anything else for it. I have this harder challenge, is to make computers be good computers. You know, when people were, it used to be that we thought that the way to build flying machines is you'd have some kind of big thing with flappy wings. But that turned out to be not the right approach, so that the analogy with nature wasn't so good. The best way to build an automobile was not to have four galloping legs. You know, there's a better way to do it that was more suitable to our needs. And similarly, I don't think the best computer that's most useful to us is going to be much like a person. It's not going to, you know, the traditional artificial intelligence goal is not in fact going to be the way to make a really good computer that really suits our needs, that we want to have running them around. It will be something else. Maybe something more invisible.